Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Garment Decorators podcast. I'm joined by Andy. It's just the two of us today. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, good. Thank you. I'm excited for today's episode because we are launching, well, technically we've already launched the products, but for the first time on the podcast, we're discussing two brand new heat transfer vinyl products, which if you saw last week's live collaboration with Styles Europe, you will know what they are. But we have them with us. We're going to talk a bit more about them today and show you for those of you watching on YouTube. And then we have a little event announcement in the second half. So stay tuned to hear about that.
Yep. So these products are available across all of UK and Europe. So this is, I think that's the first time we've done that on the podcast where we've had a product that's been available everywhere. So
yes,
we have listeners all over the place. So it means that wherever you are, this is also available in the US. It's been soft launched there for a few months as well. So whoever's listening can get hold of these products we're going to talk about today, which is very fun.
So I want to start with the glow because I think as much as they are both really cool products, but I feel like this is something that we haven't been able to offer people before. And it comes in five different colours and one white that turns to like a limey green glow in the dark colour. But I just think they're really cool. They're so vibrant. On the live, we turned all the lights out and showed everyone what the yellow one looked like in the dark. And it was absolutely brilliant. I love it. It has a really nice finish to it.
It does. And it's very important that it's really a true glow in the dark product. It's not just...
we're not faking it here.
No, it's not just... we have fluorescence in all of our ranges, but they're not glow in the dark, but this is a true glow in the dark, but it also looks cool the rest of the day as well, which I think is quite unique, really.
It's kind of neon, isn't it? Just during the day.
Sometimes glow in the dark can only look good when it's glowing, but these actually look really interesting, really cool throughout the day, which kind of adds a little bit of a unique spin to it as well that way.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually. I hadn't thought of that because, I can imagine quite a lot of glow-in-the-dark garments would kind of look a bit wishy-washy in the day, whereas these are, they're kind of, I would say, on par with like the neon screen print kind of colours that we have. And they have a really soft, thin feel to it. There, it's 100 microns thick, I think, is the thickness. So when you're wearing it, it's not like it doesn't have a thickness to it to enable it to be glow-in-the-dark. It has that really lightweight feel that, sports film has and other kind of everyday vinyls.
Yeah. And it's very multi-use as well. So something that is kind of important to note is that we've introduced this based on feedback we've had from our customers. There's a big demand for this type of product, but there's a big demand for something that will work 365 days of the year. Mm-hmm. So obviously, historically, glow in the dark has been a bit seasonal. Halloween, you have white glow in the dark. Maybe you make a skeleton or, perhaps you might do your logo in white glow in the dark and then it's good for a day. It looks cool, but it's not something that you can have fun with all year round. So something that we've been challenged to do for our customers is to provide something that can be used every single day of the year. So that's why it's really important that it glows in the dark, but also looks good in the day. Mm-hmm. But it can kind of be really multi-use. I mean, we're seeing a lot of people already. It's only been out a week, but people have had a real keen interest on it because for those that are finishing off the festival season, for instance, that's a great product to have because, again, it looks cool in the day, but also looks really good in the dark. If you're going out, maybe festival, a club or something like that, because this pops under UV light as well.
Yeah.
So if you're out and about having a good time, this is something that can really work, under any occasions. And it kind of fits in with current trends around fluorescence and neon colours as well, but just takes it to a whole nother level.
Imagine if you were like at a festival in like one of those tents where they have like the strobe lights going everywhere and then you're dancing around in your neon HTV t-shirt.
So it adds a real different spin to it. So again, you could use that all year round because of the, range of colours. It means it could be, there's nothing to say you couldn't use the green at Christmas even. So outside of Halloween, you could probably find uses for the colours all year round, but it's a kind of it's like a celebratory product that could be anything where there's kind of fun involved or a kind of evening involved. It's an opportunity. Feedback that I had from one of the salespeople here is that actually it's really great for kids as well because it's kind of fun and interesting, as they're kind of learning, especially, toddlers, as they're kind of starting to see the world through new colours and they're starting to learn colours, having something glow in the dark that's Okotex approved is quite a fun one, because it means that, you know,
yes,
you could go into the dark with them and they're still glowing, and they might find it hysterical or they might find it comforting one way or the other.
Yeah.
But it's something a bit more fun to have there. And if you've got, if you are providing, you know, stuff for kids, it's a different spin on it, different opportunity to offer something new to the parents or person who's buying presents for the kids. It's just a bit more fun that way.
That's definitely a gift that like an auntie would give, like, yep. the outfit like that's like gonna keep the children awake because it like glows in their room and they're like, oh, I can't sleep now, the baby's been screaming for 6 hours. Yeah. It's like an auntie fun present, isn't
and
it?
Maybe because it, yeah, because like the pink one, maybe you don't tell them it glows in the dark, you let them find out as a
if anyone
surprise.
Does that, please let us know. I would love, I might try that actually. I might make something and gift it to someone with a baby and see what they think.
So there's a real kind of breadth of opportunity with how it looks.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing by having a range of the neon colors is that it opens up the option for two color application, because it means like,
yes,
you know, you did a really good job with providing some examples for a video we made the other day when it was the green and the pink together and they looked really good.
Yeah, the
they?
Graffiti bear.
Yeah. Mm. So it's, you know, it's not like, because it's not just white and then you kind of, you know, it can be a bit boring sometimes with just white. You can combine all of these colors. You could combine the white with a blue or lots of other different options. But the pink and the green look great. I could see the green and the orange looking good together, maybe the pink and the blue.
I love this combo. Maybe, I think these two look fantastic together.
Yeah, you know, maybe with the pink and the blue, that's an opportunity for you know, going back to the kids argument, baby showers.
Yeah.
Maybe,
yeah,
you know, if you're doing a gender reveal, you get the one in the glow in the dark and one in the normal fluorescent sports film, and
that's a genius idea.
Put UV light or something over it.
Yeah, everyone just turn the lights off and the one that glows is the gender.
There you go.
That's such a good idea to add to your product range. Do you want to trademark that, or are you giving that to our customers for free? That's really clever.
But there's lots of opportunities like kids parties, adult parties. I mean, mm-hmm. adults are all kids anyway. So, but there's a real opportunity here. Maybe even like, you know, you could perhaps even implement it on like team wear. If you're going out, you know, in an evening game, and by the time you get there,
like
it starts to glow in the dark. You could have a lot of fun with it.
Like pool darts, those kind of things that are indoors and, yeah.
Yeah, or you've like, I don't know, school trips or anything, any kind of holiday, stag do, hen do, having a glow in the dark.
You definitely won't be losing any children on the school trip if they're all glowing, will you?
No, exactly, yeah. So it could be quite cool. I've seen some... it'll probably be released by the time this video comes out with, but one of our colleagues, Laura, in Europe, she's been playing around with having a sports film and glow together, but the combining, because the colours look so similar, mm-hmm. putting the glow into kind of a Mandela design inside the sports film, so you only catch the glow at night,
yes.
but in the day it looks normal. So there's lots of very clever and inventive ways you can do this.
Yeah, so I was looking yesterday at some different like design ideas for Glow, because obviously we want to make so much more fun, cool content out of it. And I was looking at the different graffiti ideas off the back of the video that we made. And one of them that came up was like a graffiti style text, but it said crew on the back of it. And it gave me the idea for like, if you're printing for things like stadiums or like music venues, from a safety point of view, how cool would that be if you had like the crew of, I don't know, whatever artist is performing, or like the staff and the safety people of that venue, that when the artist is performing or whatever's happening, you can still like see who you'd go to if you needed them, rather than it like being, you could, you know, looking for a black t-shirt in the dark with like faint white writing on it's actually quite difficult.
Yeah. Especially if there's like, you know, there's often UV lights in there as well.
Yeah, exactly.
You could really make that quite noticeable then.
Yeah, there's so much you can do with this heat transfer vinyl.
And like I said, we've had a lot of demand around the UV light element of it. And we've tested it a little bit with some UV torches and it looks amazing. I know I was speaking to a customer earlier and they were asking about putting it under lamps and strobe lights and stuff, and it will look amazing. It's kind of depends on making sure you have the design to fit what your end result is. So you can buy it by the meter. So you could just buy a couple of meters of each color, test a few different designs out, go under the UV lights and play around with it till you find a combination that works for you, that looks really good.
Mm.
So there's just a lot of possibilities that have been opened up with it. And you know, you could even go sort of head to toe with it across hats, hoodie, t-shirt, trousers, you know, shoes even, it would go on too fine as well. So it's just a chance to
make a bit of a collection
from it even,
yeah,
if you wanted to.
I love the idea of the shoes and the hats as well, like the bucket hat kind of style. Yeah. That would look so cool.
So there's an opportunity that this could, because of the blurring of workwear and fashion that we've discussed a lot over the last year, is that, again, it could be another fun product to offer to your customers, your more corporate customers, if they're doing something that involves an evening, or you just want to do something a bit more fun for them, then it's another great option for you there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So to recap, Glow is available in 5 different neon colours and as a white, which turns like a lime colour in the dark, so 6 in total. As Andy said, you can purchase it by the metre. And as with all our heat transfer vinyl products, the more you order, the lower the price per metre becomes. So we have price breaks at 5, 10 and 25, if I'm correct. That's now available on styles.co.uk along with our second new heat transfer vinyl product. I think this is the first time that we've launched 2 vinyls at the same time.
I can't remember another time, yeah.
No, it's pretty right. Cool. And this one is kind of a double product anyway, because the soft foam heat transfer vinyl, which is also now available, comes in not only a wider range of colours, but also 2 different finishes. So it comes in a smooth finish and a textured finish. So even if you were looking for that slightly raised effect, so it's between 560 and 600 microns, right? So sort of half the kind of depth of high build roughly, but still got a really, really nice, I mean, I'm wearing it today, a really, really nice dimension to it.
Yeah.
And the smooth finish is fantastic in itself. But if you wanted to go a bit further and add that extra level of depth to your designs, the textured finish, which we have here in the blue, which you probably can't see on the camera, but just sort of has, how would you describe that? As like a pattern kind of?
Kind of a pattern. It was almost like, you know, the texture you might find with like wood or something like that.
That's a good
it's
way,
kind of like,
yeah.
Like a grain to it.
And it's a really, really lovely finish. And it's a lot more obvious on when it's been printed than it is like on the roll. Like looking at that now, you're like, oh yeah, that's cool. But when it was printed and you peel it, you can really tell that it's got that sort of texture running through it.
Yeah. And it's, again, it's got so many sort of uses for people, because people are always asking us for a wider range in a high build, some other texture options. So this is, again, we're very much meeting the demand of all of you to give you some more options, because it's that bit thinner. It's, you've got a little bit more flexibility in terms of the intricacy of the design as well, which should hopefully make your life a little bit easier if you're doing this at volume.
Yeah.
Slightly more colour range, because it's a bit easier for us to make other colour options in it.
Mm-hmm. Slightly easier to cut as well, because it isn't as thick.
So it gives, again, a lot of, for those people wanting dimensional finishes, this is another great option for you. And again, it's got so many use points for it. You could use this all year round, because dimensional looks are something that's been very popular, is expected to be, continue to be very popular as well. But it means it's not just a case of t-shirts, hoodies, it's everything you can put under heat press. So different types of bags and accessories it looks great on. Looks really good on hats for if you're wanting to do lots of volume with a, perhaps a texture to it. Putting this on hats with using the 360 hat press.
It came out so well when we did it the other day as well. Yeah. That's another video we've got coming soon.
Yeah. Lots of different bags and accessories, from just small bags to big bags. Mm-hmm. It just makes everything look really premium. So it's just a really great option all round for any type of accessory.
Do you know what I'd love to apply this product, both of these products to, is denim jackets.
Yeah, that would look fantastic. Yeah.
Maybe together, maybe not. But I was just thinking the glow in comparison with like the neon screen print would look fantastic.
Yeah.
But even having like that little bit of dimension there as well, I think that would fit really well, especially with the structure of the denim jacket.
Yeah, and you could probably have a bit of fun with, you know, perhaps if the soft foam is in the middle of a glow design, so it can look good at different times of the day. That would look really cool together.
Yeah, and there are some, obviously we've got quite pastel-y colours here for soft foam, but there is, there's 15 colours total, right? 8 smooth, 7 textured. So there's options for whatever design you want to create.
Yeah, so that again, really, really easy to get started with that one as well. I remember everyone that joined us at Printman Promotion would have seen the first sneaky look at this. People put it onto some of the sliders as well, and that looked really good on that too.
People were like, what is this? We were like, just you wait. Yeah.
And because it's that little bit thinner, they sort of, it doesn't have too much weight to it.
Yeah.
So you could easily put this onto sleeves of tops as well, and it wouldn't feel uncomfortable. It doesn't like cup when it's pressed onto that. So it doesn't like pull out the jumper. It's just very much on there, nice and easy, but it still has a look from a distance of like, what's going on there? That's something interesting. Yeah.
And the one thing I'll say is as well, with the one in particular that I'm wearing, so this is the t-shirt that I wore for the live launch. Well, it'll be a couple of weeks ago by the time this podcast comes out. But obviously I took it home, I washed it. And when I pulled it out of the washing machine, I kind of was a bit curious as to how it would look because it is kind of quite like a matte finish. Mm-hmm. And I was a bit skeptical, I'll be honest, on how it was going to come out because I didn't know whether I expected it to be a bit creased or dented or I don't know because it's so perfectly smooth. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's been washed, ironed, and it looks like I've just heat printed it. So I was very impressed with that.
Now I've been really, really pleased with the results and having worn it a little bit. Mm. It's just very comfortable to wear.
So yeah, it doesn't feel thick at all despite the texture. Yeah, it's good.
And again, it's available from stars.co.uk. It's available all across Europe. So if you're listening in Europe and you want to get hold of it, you know, contact the company you buy your Stars vinyl from. If you can't remember who they are, you want to be in touch with one, just contact Stars Europe and we'll be able to hook you up with a supplier for both these products and all the other great vinyl that is available as well.
Yeah. So that's it. Two brand new heat transfer vinyl products for you. But we're not done there. We've still got another announcement in this podcast. This is kind of a little bit of an update episode. We've had so many guests on recently, which has been fantastic, but we had a few things we needed to just sit down and update everyone on, didn't we? So the next one, do you want to do the grand reveal of our event?
So we're very pleased to announce our next in-person event. Some of you might have already noticed us on socials, but we are going to be co-hosting the winter warm-up event with Rallowise. So something a bit different this time is it's going to be on two different locations. So normally it's always here, but we've had lots of people asking if we could perhaps do something a bit further north. And Rallowise have been very keen to collaborate with us on an event. So we're going to be at Rallowise HQ in Chester on the 11th of September. And then we'll be back here on the 12th of September in Braintree for the same event. It's just the same event doing it twice, but just spreading it around so everyone, a little bit easier for everyone to get to. And it's called the Winter Warm Up, and it's going to be very much specializing in winter-based products and some of those hard-to-decorate premium products as well. So that's why we've got some special partners joining us for the event as well. So StormTech, Nimbus, 2786, Beachfield, Premier are all going to be there as well. So you've got a real range of workwear products, corporate products, something that is going to really help you to profit this winter. And we're going to give you some intel on what the market's like for each of these different types of products, how you can take advantage of this, and importantly, how to decorate onto these some products. Mm-hmm. I know that with the more expensive high-end jackets that could cost you £100 wholesale, people are a little bit cautious and a little nervous with. So we're going to do tutorials so you can get it right every single time, and we'll show you exactly how to go through the process of figuring out how to decorate these products. So it'll make your life easier, it'll make you more profitable because it's going to open up some more options for you, and it's going to hopefully, even if you're already using these products, it's going to help decrease the amounts of products that fail. So we can make sure that's easier for you. So this will be about a 2.5-3 hour event on each occasion. There'll be lots of time for networking with all the brands, with us. Any problems you have around this type of product or any other kind of similar products you want questions on, you want to come and test us on, do come and join us at one of these events. They are free, but they do sell out. The last three events are all sold out. So if you don't get your ticket, you will miss out.
We're getting close as well. The bookings are flooding in. So if you do want to come, I'd secure your space now.
Yeah, at the time of this coming out, there's probably,
I think we're over half full.
Yeah, it'll probably be like 10 tickets for each one left at most. So it's really important. If you're listening, go ahead and register. Go to stars.co.uk and you'll be able to find links for everything you need to register for this event. There will be a really substantial goodie bag as well. Mm-hmm. So StormTech are giving away jackets to every single person in your size. So that's,
I mean, it's worth coming it's worth for the coming. Jacket in itself.
It is. It's worth just for that. So it's quite a substantial
goodie
bag. Do
we get
bag.
Jackets as well?
I'm sure.
I'm like, I'm going. I want one.
Well, have you registered?
I have registered twice. I have two different emails. Does that mean I get two jackets?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So it's going to be a good opportunity for you to learn more or increase your knowledge around a particular section of the industry. We would like to go niche in these areas so that we can really get into detail. It's not just a come and have a look at some pretty jackets. It's going to be hands-on. It's going to be in-depth so that we can make sure you go away with some substantial learning at the end of it.
Yeah, and I think off the back of the success of the Athleisure Decorating Expo as well, because we dealt with some really like challenging fabrics during that event. Mm-hmm. And I think the ease of decoration with the right equipment and the right techniques, people were blown away by how easy it was to decorate. Yeah. And I think it's just having that knowledge of how to physically go about it in the correct way. And yeah, I think everyone attending was like, oh, this is going to be harder than it is. Yeah. Or this is going to be more steps than they're actually letting on. But it truly wasn't. So yeah, if you are thinking about getting into the winter market, or I mean, if you're heat printing generically throughout the year, you should be offering these kind of products to your customers regardless.
Yeah, and all of the brands have got some really great corporate options as well. So if you've not kind of delved too deep into that market, if you want to kind of offer something more than just t-shirts and jumpers, if you want to get into just casual jackets and kind of casual wear as well that could be branded for corporate clients or any fashion brands you have.
Gilets as well.
Yeah, we're going to cover quite a lot of options here. And of course, you'll get the chance to meet everyone and learn more about those products from them directly as well. And of course, Fellowwise will be there. So if you want to actually open an account and start ordering any of these products and get started, it's going to have everything you could possibly need. And you also get the chance to perhaps look at a few new transfer products as well.
Teasing the new products.
Yeah, exactly. So some of these will be revealed before the event. Some of them will be revealed around the time of the event, maybe even exclusively at the event. Who knows? So it's worth, if you want to be the first to see some new transfer options for you, which I know you're all going to be very excited about. And if you're attending the event in Braintree at Styles HQ, you will be at the first event to get hands-on on the ProPlace IQ as well. So if you're thinking about trying out that machine, you want to see what projection alignment for heat printing looks like, which is the way the future of heat printing is, you'll be able to chance to get hands-on and try that out as well.
Yeah. Again, worth coming just for that alone.
So there's lots and lots of stuff going on in this sort of the autumn. It's really kicking off now.
It's a busy time. We've got a lot going on. And I will also mention to all of our listeners who are regular listeners of the podcast, we have made arrangements with some of the brands from the event, such as Premier and Beachfield, to record podcast episodes in the near future. I think one of them we're actually doing next week. So regardless of how much information you get from the event, and if you think you know, there might be things that you forget to write down, you might not remember, we're going to record a proper sit down conversation with the people from these brands, so that we have got those episodes coming up for you before and around the time of the event as well. So you never know, there might be some little nuggets in there that you might just get on the podcast.
Yep. So we'd love to see all of you there. Just make sure you register so you're not disappointed. And if there's anything you'd like to see new product wise, new event wise, as we start to plan in past October, November into next year, do either leave a comment if you're watching us on YouTube, or message us on Instagram or Facebook, LinkedIn. Just send us an email if you want anything you want to see or want help with. We're always really interested to know what people are up to, so we can help a bit more and add some value to all of you too.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think that's a good place to wrap up today's episode. Just to reiterate, two new heat transfer vinyl products available, Glow and Soft Foam HTV. They are both available now on styles.co.uk, and you can register for the winter warm-up event there as well. And until next time, we'll see you next Monday with another episode of the Garment Decorators podcast.